The road that carries traders looking for fame and fortune also carries travelers on a different path. Mankind's intellectual and spiritual riches, as well as its material ones, have also been born along that well-worn route. The Silk Road may change through the ages, but the human spirit, its driving force, remains constant. The new Silk Road is already generating a new set of legends. The Silk Road passes through the world's most dangerous and inhospitable lands. The 536-kilometer-long section, known as the Duku Road, starts from Kuka in South Xinjiang and runs up to Dushanze in the north, through the Tian Shan Mountains. The road is open only 5 months a year. The threat of severe weather, avalanches, landslides, falling rocks, keep it closed the rest of the time. This is dangerous work. The men are suspended 20 meters off the ground, relying on a single rope for their safety. Bad weather frequently interrupts the work. Each hole drilled to attach the protective steel netting to the cliff earns the worker 60 yuan each, about 10 US dollars. For these workers, the money is worth the risk. The natural environment at this altitude is challenging, to say the least. Even in the height of summer, the workers need to dress warmly against the cold. Snow closes the road from November to May. The road gang must finish their work before the snows return. They are engaged in a reoccurring annual battle with nature and the environment to keep the way open. Nai is from Thailand. He's working on the biggest project in his life so far, building a Thai Buddhist temple in the heart of China. Nai has built numerous temples in a career spanning three decades. He's been working on this one in China for 3 years. The new temple is close to the oldest and one of the most famous Buddhist temples in China, the White Horse Temple in Luoyang. In 2,000 years of history, the White Horse Temple has been destroyed and rebuilt on numerous occasions. The new temple is part of an ambitious World Buddhist Park. The park will stretch over 200 acres, more than six times the size of the White Horse Temple complex. It will showcase Buddhist architecture from around the world. Yeah. It's estimated that it will take 10 years to complete the whole project. Luoyang, one of China's oldest imperial capitals, is by definition part of the Great Silk Road. The White Horse Temple was founded in 67 AD. It marked the first foothold of this alien religion in China. Twelve kilometers south of Luoyang lie the Longmen Grottoes. Largely created between the 5th and 8th century CE, the 2,300 stone stela and over 100,000 statues are one of the great wonders of religious architecture. Buddhism connects Luoyang to Varanasi in India. To this day, the latter is a holy city for a number of different religions. Around 2,500 years ago, the Buddha, Sakyamuni, gave his first sermon here. From that first teaching of the Dharma to his five companions, the religion spread up into Central Asia and down along the Silk Road, entering China around 500 years later. The power of the Silk Road spans the millennia, changing lives and changing history. Wuwei is an oasis city of around 1 million people in the heart of Gansu province. In the center of the city stands a Buddhist temple dedicated to the monk scholar Kumarajiva. The abbot of the temple is 41-year-old Li Feng. After study in Sri Lanka, he received a doctorate 6 years ago. Our latter-day monk scholar is run off his feet today. The faithful have gathered at the temple to show support for repairs to its shrine. The temple is the center to the lives of many locals. Kumarajiva was a monk scholar from present-day Kashmir who traveled to China in the 4th century CE. He spent 17 years in Wuwei.
作为鸠摩罗什命名的一个寺院，这是唯一的。在鸠摩罗什之后，这个佛教的思想就改变了。
After Kumarajiva passed away, a stupa was built here for his relics. Profound philosophical thoughts need clear and simple expression. Kumarajiva interpreted the sutras in perfect Chinese becoming a vital link in the translation of Buddhist scripture. Bill Porter, an American religious scholar, also known as Red Pine, is completely at home in China. Hi. 20 years ago, Porter published a much acclaimed book, Road to Heaven, Encounters with Chinese Hermits. The Fa Yuan Temple in Beijing was established 1,400 years ago. It's now the leading institution for Buddhist studies in China. This is Bill Porter's first visit. 7 years ago, he traveled around China to investigate the historical development of Buddhism. Based on that experience, he wrote another bestseller entitled Zen Baggage, in which he visited sites associated with the first six patriarchs of Chan or Zen. The success of his earlier book, Road to Heaven, changed his relationship with China. His personal life was also changed by it. During each trip to China, Bill Porter visits his most favorite places. This time, he's looking for a birthday gift for his daughter. Bill Porter is sensitive to everything that's related to China. His thoughts frequently dwell on those hermits in the deep mountains. Meeting the media is part of his busy schedule. The reporters always start by asking about his books. The purpose of this trip is to promote a new book, Yellow River Odyssey. In a few months, he'll be publishing another, The Silk Road. It's based on his experience of traveling 20 years ago.
Bye-bye.
Meanwhile, 1,000 kilometers away, in the Zhongnan Mountains of Shanxi, the hermits of the type described in Bill Porter's book are still living that life. Down the centuries, the Zhongnan Mountains have been seen by followers of Buddhism as an ideal hermitage, a shortcut to spirituality. For many contemporary Chinese, this allure remains. Thirty-year-old Jia Shouwei is one such hermit in the Zhongnan Mountains. In traditional culture, being a hermit means to live a solitary life without fame and fortune. Not an easy task in the modern world. Jia Shouwei became interested in Buddhism as a teenager. After graduating from college, he became a theater director. Long periods of resting from theater work gave him time for contemplation and to examine his commitment to a spiritual life. Leading rehearsals is now just a temporary role in his life plan.
要把他受压抑的那一面要展现出来，
张丽，你就记着你这个角色，他满清遗老，没落了，没落了，在市井当中还要体现出你们贵族那种身份。咱们今天把他这段词重新再梳理一下。
那天啊，我进一泡馍馆吃了一碗。
好，停，暂定了再说，然后你们俩还是要注意，这个。多跟观众交流。
听说呀，再往出扬一点。
Buddhism gave Jia his own understanding of performance.
我们要站在角色的对面去创造角色，而禅是要破除那个我。那个我是谁这个问题，可以用西方表演学训练人的手段，去让更多的人更直观地接受到这种特殊的宗教体验。
The play is a comedy, delivered in local Xi'an dialect. They've done over 40 shows already. But lack of funding means the rehearsals can be canceled at any time. For thousands of years, ideas spread along the Silk Road. Time passes. The roads may change, but mankind continually thirsts for spiritual truth. Today's Silk Road sees many who grapple with the inner journey as much as the outer journey. Cappadocia in Turkey is 7,000 kilometers west of the Jiangnan. The area is familiar to many through photographs or film. The area boasts a unique topography, which plays an iconic role in Turkey's tourist industry. Hussein Gulay lives in Cappadocia. His day starts at 4 o'clock each morning. It's physically demanding work, and he works flat out through to 8 o'clock, 4 hours later. After the bakery, it's time to tend his 10 acres of vineyard, another important source of income for his family. Hussein still follows a traditional Cappadocian way of life, living with his family. He has spent almost his entire life in this city. The area contains many ancient wonders, like the underground city of Darin Kuyu. The complex has 11 levels of connecting tunnels. The deepest is 85 meters below the surface. Early Christians took refuge here from the persecution of the Roman Empire. Today, the site is more likely to be visited by tourists seeking escape from the summer sun. Christianity finally established itself at the heart of the Roman Empire, leaving its mark on Western culture forever. The Jiangnan Mountains, an ideal refuge for many people, are the birthplace of several schools of Chinese Buddhism. The life of a hermit may sound romantic. In reality, it's decidedly hard work. The distinctive Chinese art of calligraphy is a bridge between past and present. Besides studying Buddhist scripture, Joshua Wei spends much of his time practicing calligraphy. One of the most important calligraphic works of ancient China can be found in Xi'an. It's a national treasure. It's 1,300 years old, recording the arrival of Nestorian Christianity in China. The three major religions that traveled down the Silk Road from ancient Persia to China were Manichaeism, Zoroastrianism, and Nestorianism. Cappadocia, Turkey. After finishing in the bakery, Hussein can relax and play with his kids. It's the best moment in his day. Hussein is a Sufi, a form of Islam with an ascetic and mystical tradition. It shares some similarities with the Chinese hermitical culture, in particular, the strengthening of faith through self-denial. At the weekend, Hussein stops being a baker and assumes a new identity. The graceful Sima is a unique Sufi ritual created by Rumi, a poet and mystical philosopher, 800 years ago. Sometimes known as whirling dervishes, the dancers are members of the Mevlevi order of Sufism. Their philosophy is one of love and tolerance. To rotate on the spot 25 times a minute without falling over takes a bit of practice. On a wooden board sprinkled with salt, beginners learn the basics over 7 months. Pilgrims swarmed to Konya to visit Rumi's tomb. It was here that Rumi, who had fled up the Silk Road from Persia and the Mongol invasion, composed his religious and poetic works. In the 4th century, as Christianity became the state religion of the Roman Empire, Buddhism began to find favor with China's ruling dynasties as well. 4 a.m., the Bishan Temple, the largest temple at the holy Buddhist site of Mount Wutai. The novice monk, Yi Ju, welcomes his new day. Yi Ju is a recent arrival from northeast China. He was a businessman before choosing a new life. The temple has 100 resident monks and is known for its strictly observed rules. In compliance with ancient tradition, Yi Ju must do everything according to these rules. In today's China, many monks lead this sort of life. In the temple, devotees seek spiritual growth in mundane chores and in the discipline of serving and consuming meals. Now that he's a monk, Yi Ju can no longer haggle over prices. Mutual trust and respect have made life much simpler.
谢老板啊。
For most people, life in the temple is at best dull. Few can tolerate it. Yi Ju arrived with two fellow initiates a couple of years ago. Neither could take it. Only Yi Ju stayed. In a few days, Yi Ju will lead a prayer ceremony at the temple. For the young monk, it's an important step on his journey of faith. Similarly, in the Zhongnan Mountains, 900 kilometers away, Joshua Wei is continuing to examine his calling. Today, a friend is due to visit with his whole family. Jia plans to treat them to a special meal. Jia prepares everything himself. It's an unforgettable experience for everyone.
Your mother gave you a task. It's to bring me food. It's like going to the
forest.缺什么送
坐公共汽车就来了。
人大的课是半个月，完了我要去唐山，我不是跟国亮法师学中医呢吗？
One must work to earn one's daily keep. Joshua.Cultivating the land runs in parallel with cultivating his mind. Five kilometers away from the foot of the mountain sits the Sao Tung Temple, where Kumara Jiva translated Buddhist scriptures. 30 kilometers beyond that is the start of the Silk Road at Xi'an.Xi'an, or Chang'an, has been at the heart of Chinese history for over 2,000 years. In 401 CE, Kumara Jiva ended his 17 years detention in Wu Wei and arrived in the city to continue his translation work. In the 7th century, the Chinese monk scholar Xuanzang set out from Chang'an on his great pilgrimage to India in search of more scriptures.These two monks brought about a religious revolution in China, which led to the formation of an authentically Chinese form of Buddhism, Chan, better known in the West as Zen. At Sao Tung Temple, there is a stupa built 1,000 years ago in commemoration of Kumara Jiva.It was here that Kumara Jiva translated a total of 97 Buddhist sutras, the most famous of which is the Diamond Sutra. Although containing only 5,780 words, the Diamond Sutra is the most important Buddhist text underwriting all Buddhist scriptures. Kumara Jiva's version is still in circulation today.Kumara Jiva's Diamond Sutra is known for its smooth narration, elegant expression, and accurate rendition. The profound ideals of Mahayana Buddhism are conveyed in stories. Kumara Jiva's translation work set an industry in train that led to Buddhism becoming embedded in the cultures of East Asia.Over the centuries, Buddhism has left its marks on the Silk Road, from Central Asia to China. It's like an art gallery that stretches over thousands of kilometers and represents some of the most precious heritage that the Silk Road brings to us today. Early in the morning, Zhou Geng and his colleagues examine exposed statues and murals. After thousands of years of weathering, these precious works of art have become extremely fragile.
It's a round one. Look at that. Big hair, hair. Let's take it.
Of the four main Buddhist grottos in China, the Maiji Shan grottos in Tian Shui Gansu have the most spectacular surrounding scenery. But no scenery can match the exquisite art to be found here. The restorers are working in cave number 127. It was first built 1,600 years ago during the Northern Wei period. These are the earliest Buddhist statues in China. Each piece is priceless. The Maiji Shan grottos contain 194 caves, over 7,800 sculptures and carvings, as well as over 1,000 square meters of frescoes. For the maintenance staff, the precious stone statuary is not the most difficult problem. The ancient cave murals are a continual headache. It's 70 meters above the ground. They have to climb up at least twice every day. The ancient murals have a life of their own. Near surgical precision is required for the work. Each day, only a few square centimeters can be restored. Patience and carefulness are the watchwords here. When winter comes, the restoration work stops altogether. But little by little, far from the cities, the caves are coming back to life again. Wu Wei, the Kumarajiva Temple. Li Feng continues to work on the plan to repair the relic tower. Wu Wei lies in the Hushi Corridor, through which all roads to the northwest must pass. So Wu Wei was among the first Chinese cities to be exposed to Buddhism, and its influence remains strong. In the Kumarajiva Temple, the renovation plan for the stupa is under discussion. The only ancient monument in the temple, the Kumarajiva Tower, is of immense importance. Maintaining the tower is like maintaining faith, both requiring protection over the generations. Whenever he has a break, Nye looks at pictures of his family. Other than phone calls, this is the only way to ease his homesickness.
It's an opportunity. The first thing is, I don't want to come because I have to leave home. I think about the child. But it's an opportunity. Maybe it's the only time in my life that I have an opportunity to come to China. It's going to be
in the warm afternoon sun, he should be able to relax. But Nye is a worried man. In 3 days, the first prayer ritual will be held at the site. This means construction needs to speed up. The appearance of an unexpected guest cheers everyone up. Due to the language barrier, the Thai craftsmen have little contact with the outside world. The stray dogs around the temple have become their pets. This is the only moment when Nye can set work worries aside. The following day, Nye decides to get up early and pray for help at the White Horse Temple across from the worksite. Nye worships in a Thai Buddhist manner in the Chinese temple. He's praying for the Buddha's blessing so that the project can finish on time and without mishap.
พระก็คือแบบเป็นสิ่งยึดเหนี่ยวอย่างพระที่ห้อยคอเนี่ยเนาะก็คือความหมายของคนไทยคือพระนี่เป็นของที่ต้องบูชาต้องนับถือต้องเทิดทูนพระนะพระกับคนไทยอ่ะนะ
Back at the site, work continues flat out.The Thai temple is almost complete. Nye just needs to add a few final touches to the paintings in the main hall. Over on the other side of the site, people are preparing for the upcoming ceremony. After a few stressful days, Nye can finally breathe a sigh of relief.For this dedicated artisan, what he has helped to build here will be a lifelong achievement he'll never forget. Buddhism has had a long and complex relationship with China, sometimes a source of political legitimacy, sometimes suppressed as a threat to the authorities, but it has always represented a route to salvation for all peoples.600 kilometers away, in the Bishan Temple at Mount Wutai, a grand ceremony is about to begin. Leading such an important event for the first time, Yi Ju needs to overcome his nerves. The solemn moment arrives at last. All the monks in the temple gather in the main hall. Their every step follows a 1,000-year-old tradition. It's Yi Ju's turn at last. The ritual is a complicated one, which takes about 12 months to learn and rehearse. Yi Ju performs flawlessly. The senior monks approve. On the long road of his spiritual journey, Yi Ju has taken another important step. The groundbreaking ceremony for Wu Wei's Kumarajiva Relic Tower is about to begin. Months of intensive effort have secured necessary funding for the renovation project. Li Feng can relax now, almost. The stupa has undergone several renovations in its 1,300-year history. It stands tall in the center of the city to symbolize the living heart of this ancient faith. A few months later, in the Zhongnan Mountains, Joshua Wei finally realizes his dream to become an ordained monk. This means giving up everything in his previously materialistic life. His new Dharma name will be Ka Yi.
I have a family. The Buddha often says that we do a good deed, so we have to let go. 我跟我以前的爱人我说你这个功德很大，别人都放小鱼小虾，你把我放生了。
His name may have been changed along with his identity, but his life in the mountains remains the same. Living as a hermit to calm his mind, as opposed to living in a temple, is his chosen spiritual path.Ka Yi believes that perseverance will bring him closer to his faith.
My family 似乎也是很支持我走这样一条道路，尤其我的母亲，她老人家很有意思。我出家了以后，她不再叫我俗家的名字，改口管我叫可以法师。
Living alone to face emptiness and solitude requires more than just a strong mind. Ka Yi thinks that a Buddhist practitioner should also have a basic medical knowledge and the skill to apply it.
信仰是要落实于生活的当下的，它是指导我们生活的，它不可能跟我们的生活有矛盾。
To become a spiritual leader is Master Ke Yi's greatest wish. He considers this the social responsibility that an ordained monk must take on. It intends a delicate balance between retreat and engagement with the wider world. The inauguration of Lor Young's new Thai Buddhist temple is approaching. Thai monks and Zen monks from the White Horse Temple will attend. Nai conducts a final tour of inspection.
พี่มาฝากผลงานไว้ที่นี่พี่กลับไปบ้านพี่จะบอกทุกๆคนเลยนะบอกผมไปฝากเอกลักษณ์ไทยไว้ที่เมืองจีนนะคือมันภูมิใจเนาะ
มาได้ยิน
One of the last pieces to be installed is a bronze Buddha from Thailand. It represents prosperity. As a devout Buddhist, Nai considers this temple his best work ever. Two thousand years ago, Buddhism spread north and west from India before finally settling in the east, thanks to the Silk Road.The topography of the Silk Road is shaped by nature. The spirit of the Silk Road is shaped by men and women. Today's spiritual missionaries on the Silk Road foretell of its future.Everything they do will resonate, not just within China, but will ring out across the entire world.